Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, hopefully everybody's had a really great Saturday. It's post-Halloween, so if you got any extra candy, well, you better be snacking on it. We got a great slate here in the afternoon. We got two local teams. We'll be trying to get you coverage of both of them, mostly here on the GCN side, though. But we got the Jefferson County North Chargers taking on the number one Ellenwood Eagles. On the other side of the court, to my right, will be Valley Heights taking on the number five Hillsboro Trojans. So Valley Heights is number six. They'll take on the number five Hillsboro Trojans on court A, aka to my right, and on to my left, court B, the Jefferson County Chargers, number two seed, will be taking on the number one Ellenwood Eagles, all here in semifinal matchups. Losers on both courts will play each other in a third place match, and winners on both courts will move to a title championship match here in class of 2A. Big thing to mention, of course, this is kind of our last local team's here, surviving for the Saturday. Of course, we just got Silver Lake. They come away with the big-time state championship in Class 3A. They beat out Holt in straight sets. That was on 1.9. You just got done listening to it a couple hours ago. It was the Holt channel and Silver Lake channel, all offering them their own views. But also, on top, we got word from Class 1A, Division 2, with Axel placing fourth, Lynn placing second, and the Hanover Wildcats winning in straight sets, winning the state championship in Class 1A, Division 2. And then earlier in the morning, I should say, Centralia finished as the runner-up, losing in straight sets to Little River and following up as the runner-up back-to-back years in a row as Little River is now four-time state defending champions. And their seniors, by the way, now combined for a total record of 164-14. So just incredible there from Little River being able to get that. But again, we got two more matches left here on the day, a low 3.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, we have two games going on at the same time. We mostly primarily focusing on the Jefferson County Chargers and Ellenwood Eagles game, the number two against the number one. Ellenwood undefeated 45-0 on this season. But then also to our right side, we will be constantly updating here. Valley Heights Mustangs, number six, taking on the number five Hillsboro Trojans. It's all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet, back in studio as champ. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue our pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner. In that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Citizens State Bank.
with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're dialed in to 103.9 KNZ. I'm Grin and Profit. Chance back in the studio. And a chance here to win the state championship for either of four teams. Here we got coverage on both sides of the court. Jefferson County North Chargers against the number one Ellenwood Eagles, the undefeated 45-0 Eagles, a team that has never won a state championship. Just one of the four teams that are actually in the semifinals right now that have not actually won a state championship in their program history. Jefferson County North, they won their last championship back in 86. Valley Heights on the right side of me, they've won one back in 2001. Their head coach, Susan Steinfort, she was a member of the 1992 title team. That was the first ever title in Valley Heights history. And for the Hillsborough Trojans, their last title was back in 2013. That was when they capped off a three-peat. So, again, every team here has won a state championship except for the Ellenwood Eagles. Their best finish in postseason history has been fourth place, but this year they're off to a historic program number of 45-0. It's their sixth total state appearances. So, again, on my left side, I'll have Jefferson County North Chargers taking on the Ellenwood Eagles. And it's my right side, I'll have Valley Heights Mustangs and the Hillsborough Trojans trying to get you a little bit of both action. But, again, we're primarily focused here on this JCN and Ellenwood game, the battle between the number two and the number one. JCN representing that number two seed. JCN, they finished 2-1 in pool play. They won their first game against Conway Springs. They went three sets there. They won set one, 25-17. They dropped set two, 26-24. They came back and they did win set number three, 25-22. They then went against Valley Heights Mustangs, who at that point had already lost a set. They lost against Oakley, 25-12, had won against Oakley first set, 25-12, and then lost the second set, 25-22, before coming back, and then losing that third set, 25-21. So again, they won set one and they lost set two and three. JCN actually played right afterwards, and then that's when they beat Conway Springs. Valley Heights and JCN then matched up at the 1 o'clock hour, where Valley Heights dominated in straight sets, 25-23, I believe, and then 25-20. And then again, 25-11, 25-20. There we go. There was the correct one on that one. But again here, Valley Heights, that was a huge win for them against JCN. And the reason why is because that win got Valley Heights yesterday in pool play to 1-1. It moved JCN to 1-1, and it gave an opportunity for Valley Heights to move into the semifinals. JCN, they were on kind of wire time as their decider on Saturday came down to the matchup against Oakley, which was the final matchup for Valley Heights. Then they played next. They took on Conway Springs. They won 25-11, 27-25. And because they had won straight sets against JCN, they turned around and won straight sets against Conway Springs. They guaranteed themselves a spot for the number one coming out of Pool A. JCN was in a win-you're-in scenario against Oakley. They were to come out in a squeeze, 25-22 and 25-23 through straight sets. And then you look here at their opponents. Again, JCN, they take on Ellenwood, 45-0 this season. This is a really good team. Again, they have not placed higher than fourth in state. Greg Maxwell is a great head coach. He picked up his 200th win last season. He's got currently his senior class right now is 66-0 against league opponents. That is the winning streak they also have against their league opponents as they dominate their league back at home. But, again, continuing looking here at this Ellenwood team, they got a lot of great players, a lot of great teammates, a lot of four-year starters as well. But they went 3-0 through tournament play. They beat Rossville, Humble, and Hillsborough. It was 25-12, 25-13 against Rossville, 25-17, 25-20 against Humble, and then 25-13, 25-10 against Hillsborough. And then shaking things over and looking at Hillsborough and their journey here. Again, they are the number 5 seed. They're 34-10 overall. They're head coached by Sandy Arnold in her 22nd season. In her tenure, she's won 5 total state championships. She's 652 wins to 234 losses. The team as a total has taken 18 trips to states. The Hillsborough, they won their 2 first matches, Rossville and Hobolt. They went 3 sets with Rossville. They lost the first one, they won the first one 25-20, they lost the second one 25-15, and then they won the third 26-24. Then the Trojans would go on to beat Humboldt as their next matchup, 25-13, 25-16, and then, of course, they then fall to Ellenwood 25-13 and 25-10. Ellenwood has been a terrific team this season. Again, JCN matches up to them first. We'll have them as the primary matchup, and we'll also hear again, it'd be kind of going a little bit back and forth, get you kind of caught up here on what Valley Heights will be doing on their court, kind of running down the rosters here, some starters on the right side here for Valley Heights. Valley Heights will see Josie Parker, Ava Smith, Krista Porter, Eber Mitten, Paige Miller, Ava Stevenson, and the Ribeiro is Keegan Booth, head coached by Susan Steinfort, as I mentioned, was a member of the first ever state championship for Valley Heights back in 1992. JCN Chargers, again, as they face Ellenwood, they're head coached by David Schuler, it's his 12th season. Their starters, Lyra Weiser, Wynn Blattner, Karina Johnson, Lindsay Martin, Annalie Beat, and Eli Bell, and Taylor Schrick. Annalie Bell, as I just mentioned there, a 5-foot sophomore. She is the team setter. We'll see her and call her name a lot for the Chargers. We'll also be calling Taylor Schrick, who had an incredible day yesterday, by the way, Friday, through the 3 games that she played. She had 23 total kills. Don't forget Riley Thompson, though. She had well over 15 kills. She's over 300 kills this season. Actually, Taylor Strick here, she is now over, she's actually at 298 kills this year. So she's only 2 kills away from 400 kills this season, Taylor Strick is. So again, she's a great player, a great teammate. The rest of her team, we'll see her a lot. Again, JCN, they face Ellenwood. A lot of great players here on this team. Bennett Jacobs, he's got 225 digs on the team. We'll see her in the back row a lot. Reagan White. Widener, she's got 300 kills, 45 aces coming into the state tournament. Kendall Moore, 226 kills before she stepped into the tournament. But leading the team here in assists, Olivia Batchman, the junior with 401 assists. And then the Meta Maxwell, with 556 assists, both of them kind of splitting over 1,000 assists between each other on the season. So kind of a two-set offense. Sometimes you'll have an offense that has either one center that kind of controls the thing, but Ellenwood here, they'll have 2 setters. You'll see both Batchman and Maxwell. The junior Batchman, not the freshman Batchman, Mallory Batchman, the junior, and then the sophomore, Meta Maxwell. And again, turning here over to Valley Heights' matchup. They'll be facing Hillsborough. Really good team, as I mentioned. Sandy Arnold, 652 wins in her career as a head coach. A lot of great players. Maya Worth, 603 digs in the back row, 1,700 in her career. Lauren Vaught is senior. She's a 4-year starter. She's also a multi-state winning swimmer in the state of Kansas, and she's committed to go to Kansas University. This season, she leads the Hillsborough team with 401 kills. Don't forget, though, Ella Portacek. She also, great fifth leader on this team. She's got over 1,500 career assists. She missed her first 7 games, and now she's back here rolling with the team. So we got a lot of great games here, and it's a great play to play. Again, the losers of both semifinals will come together in a third-place match, and the winners of both will come together in a state championship. We're going to take a break here, come back with more pregame, talk about both these teams, both these matchups. Again, we will give you coverage of both matchups happening on the court. Jefferson County North taking on Ellenwood on my left, and Valley Heights Mustangs taking on Hillsborough, the Trojans, on my right. More pre-game coverage continuing here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas, proud to support local athletes.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One more time here for pregame action before we get things to first serve for both sides here in Class 2A semifinal play here on a Saturday down at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. I'm Crittenden and Prophet, Chance back in studio. Again, we're bringing you coverage of both Jefferson County North and Ellenwood at the same time as Valley Heights Mustangs and Hillsboro Trojans. Again, primary focus here on JCN as they're the number two. Pick up the number one, Ellenwood Eagles here on the left side of the court. Matchups here starting in about 6-7 minutes here. But again, right before that, we'll take one more break for the national anthem, and then we will get ready for first serve for both sides. Had a chance to talk a little bit of pregame there in that last segment, kind of extending on from that point. Real quick, looking at the lower seed matchups here, the number six against number five, Valley Heights. Give a run through their starters, Ava Smith. She had an incredible day yesterday. I mean, I don't really know really how else to preface this, but she was an absolute terror on Halloween. She's a reigning KVA 2A player of the season last year, returning the 5'9" senior. She had 418 kills coming in the state tournament. She had 48 kills across three matches. That is absolutely incredible. I mean, she was on a phenomenal night. I mean, she was averaging more than 15 kills a set. She was the entire offense there, really, for Valley Heights. I can't say that, though, completely, as Josie Parker, the 5'11 senior, and Mia Vermitten really both stepped up when they were called upon and didn't make Ava Smith have to do all the work. So we'll see Parker, Smith, and Vermitten all step up there for Valley Heights and as they take on the Hillsboro Trojans. I talked a little bit about Vogt and how good Vogt's been. 401 kills, leading the team to commit to KU. She's an overall great player. She'll be a great outside hitter. She's a senior. She brings a lot of leadership here to this Trojans team. So if she can get going, the rest of the lineup will kind of follow suit after Kingsley Bratslaw. She's a senior also, just like Bo. She's got over 973 career kills, just kind of like Bo, another big outside hitter on this team who is just going to be really scary for this matchup for Valley Heights. And they're going to have to handle two different outside hitters that nearly have over 1,000 kills in both each of their careers. It's not often enough that you face a team that has one career 1,000 career hitter in kills, but this Hillsboro team, they got two, Rasmus and Vogt, and also don't forget Haley Joust, a four-year senior starter who came into the state tournament with 182 kills on the year. She will also bring a dynamic level of play here to the Hillsboro Trojans team, has right now earned a 34-10 record. And actually, here's a little fun fact. Valley Heights and Hillsboro matched up in regionals. Now, Valley Heights did come out of regionals. They beat Republic County 25-20 and at 25-15, then Remington 25-14, 25-9. But they did lose to Hillsboro. They lost 25-16 and 25-20. So pretty back and forth a little bit there, a little bit competitive. They expect to see the same kind of thing here, but of course, Valley Heights, they have a chip on their shoulder. They've seen this team once. They were beat by them in straight sets. We saw what Valley Heights has done so far. They were able to upset the number two JCN, the number two seed JCN, yesterday. And we'll see here, Valley Heights, number six, to take out the number five Hillsboro so they can move on to the state championship. But again, it's not just an opportunity here for Mustangs. We turn our attention here to the left side of the court. Jefferson County North, number two seed. They take on the undefeated Ellenwood Eagles, number one. First time in history in their program, 45-0. Their best program finish is fourth place in the state tournament. Here they look to do themselves better and win a state title. The JCN got a lot of good hitters. Riley Thompson, over 300 career, not career kills, but season kills right now. Brina Johnson, she's been also terrific. She came into the state tournament with nearly 230 hits. She's got well over 170 kills this season and over 50 blocks this year as well. She's a 5'6" junior, Brina Johnson. And actually, to say here about JCN, they only have one senior on this entire roster, and that's Riley Thompson, a 5'7" junior senior who doesn't start, but she quickly comes on the court, and you can call her a little bit of a spark plug, because that's what she's been for this JCN team. Comes off the bench, within maybe a point or two, and she comes up in some really big ways, and she will be called upon here for JCN if they want to upset this number one overall team that is undefeated, and not just undefeated, but they also beat in the season. They handled the only two losses of the year to Little River, the team that just won their fourth consecutive state title in school history, back to back to back to back, heading out those seniors' campaign with four straight consecutive titles. And for Ellenwood, they're looking for their first state title ever, and they got a great team to do it. They got a lot of four-year starters. They got a lot of players who are well-vetted. We'll see senior Kendall Moore, who so far this season has 226 kills and 56 blocks. And also, Reagan Weidinger, a senior, who's got over 300 kills in the year, though with 45 aces, she will be a danger here to watch for JCN. So real quick here, taking one last step aside, before we get onto the matchups. Again, we're covering two games here at once, primary focus on the left court game between the number two and the number one, JCN and Ellenwood. On the right side, we have Valley Heights and Hillsboro. So one more time, we'll come back for first serve, Valley Heights the six against the number five Hillsboro, and then we'll also have JCN the two taking on the number one Ellenwood, all here on 103.9 KNZA.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
Life moves fast, and so should your banking. Hi, it's Sandy. Did you know at Exchange Bank and Trust, you can apply to open a new checking or savings account completely online, anytime, anywhere, and within minutes? Whether you're saving for tomorrow or managing money today, Exchange Bank makes it easy, online, and on your time. Visit evt.bank to get started in minutes. Exchange Bank and Trust, your banking partner with local roots and modern conveniences. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. After all, our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve the unique needs of farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. This is Farm Bureau Agent Angie Hughes, and I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage that meets your needs. Call me to schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN Volleyball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're dialed in to 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Printing Profits. Chance back in studio, and here we are live. We'll be live for quite some time down here at Dodge City, Kansas, at United Wireless Arena. We got two matches going at the same time. We'll give you updates here on both. We're going to give a primary focus here on the Jefferson County Chargers side. They're the number two, taking on the number one, Ellenwood. Here they are on my left, Valley Heights, number five, taking on the number six, Hillsborough Trojans. They are on my right. Hillsborough starts off with the first serve on the right foot against Valley Heights. And for JCN, they will start off here with the serve against the Ellenwood Eagles. Here the serve is off here on the Ellenwood side. And Ellenwood here finding that back line. Kendall Moore with the kill. Ellenwood here takes a 1-0 lead early here against Jefferson County North as Hillsborough takes an early 1-0 lead here against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Now Hillsborough back here to serve. It's Meta Maxwell over 81 aces here coming into the state tournament. Set up left side. Here's Strick. Spike cannot go down. Now on the left side is set up. That hits the line for the Ellenwood Eagles. It's Olivia Paxton. And it's now 2-0 for the Ellenwood Eagles. Valley Heights, they fight on the other side, 1-1. Ellenwood with the 2-0 lead. The back-to-back kills here. Now the serve across. Blattner in the back row picking it up for the JCN Chargers, and Strick goes long past back court. JCN now down 3-0 here against Ellenwood. Hillsborough takes a 2-1 lead against Valley Heights on my right side. Again, both semifinal matchups here in Class 2A. Losers will go to third place, and the winners will go to the state championship. Here is JCN left side. Strick, a little finesse tap on the left side, and it's picked up by Ellenwood. They're going to reset back up Maxwell. And that's going to be another kill for Maxwell. There for Ellenwood. They are now up 4-0 against Jefferson County North Valley Heights. They just tied it all back up with Hillsborough, 2-2. Serve is back across over. Set up left side. Here's Strick. A little finesse tap. Karina Johnson, JCN. They're going to reset up Strick. Here's another finesse one at the top of the net. Deflected back to Jefferson County North Chargers. Another try for Strick. Maxwell picks up in the back row for Ellenwood. A three ball gets set over. Dana Johnson the bump. Set by Bell. Here's Strick. It ends in net. Strick goes. It is now 5-0. Ellenwood timeout taken by head coach David Schuler. Turning our attention to the right side of the court. Valley Heights is right now up 3-2 over Hillsborough. As now Hillsborough ties it at 3 also. Timeout here on the left side between Ellenwood and JCN. Ellenwood is up 5, JCN is 0. Valley Heights, they are currently tied 3-all with the number 5 seeded team, Hillsborough Trojans. These two teams faced each other at regionals. Hillsborough won 25-16 and 25-20. Back to serve here for Hillsborough is Daisy Klein, the junior. She sends it deep, picked up by Spencer Rivero, Paige Miller, Ava Smith, deflected off the top of the tape. Here, another one set up on the left side, back to Valley Heights. Valley Heights with it, Paige Miller, Ava Smith going diagonal on the spike. Hillsborough picks it up. Chance to get it back. Deep row, and it hits the backcourt line. It's going to be a kill for Hillsborough to take the 4-3 lead over Valley Heights. As that is being said, JCN comes back down on the court after the shooter timeout. JCN is down 5-0. Now they are down 6-0. A spike and a kill for Kendall Moore. That's her second of the match. Ellenwood is now up 6-0 against Jefferson County North. And as that being said, Valley Heights, Ava Smith puts down a kill for first of the match for Valley Heights. That ties it 4-4 against Hillsborough. But here's JCN down by 6-0, and Strick, he pushes it right into the net. And that is a point for Ellenwood. It is 7-0. JCN has still yet to get on the board. Strick, she's hit the net three times now for the Chargers. She's trying to still get over the net, but again, just trying to get comfortable here. There's Jefferson County North and an ace from Ellenwood to make it 8-0 from the service line. Getting it done is Meta Mitchell. She came in with over 81 aces on this season into the state tournament. They're still trying to retrieve the ball. I think a fan thinks it's a souvenir. Not really sure. Valley Heights is up 5-4 on Hillsboro. And as I say that, now they're up 6-4. There's Ava Smith, another spike and a kill. Two straight points for Valley Heights. Ellenwood, though, they're on an 8-point run, 8-0 over JCN. And at the top of the net, Ellenwood able to win the battle. Kendall Moore with the block. She's got two kills in the block and set one. Ellenwood now with a 9-0 lead over the Jefferson County North Chargers. At the serve here for Ellenwood is Meta Maxwell, the sophomore. Pops this one over the top. Volleyball right in my face here from the other side of the court. And that is going to be a service error against Ellenwood. And JCN is finally on the board, down 9-1. Bell, the serve for Jefferson County North. Sends it deep. Maxwell sets up in the middle off the top of the tape. JCN can handle. Here's Strick on the near side. And Strick putting a kill down. The first kill for JCN comes from Taylor Strick. JCN still down by 7, though, 9-2. Valley Heights 7-5 here over Hillsboro. They just served it across to the Trojans. JCN, they serve it across here to Ellenwood. They set up the left side. Deflected. JCN keeps in the front row. Bell's going to set up Strick once again. Does she hit the line? Yes, she does not. Force hitting error there for Strick. It is now 10-2. Ellenwood over JCN. Valley Heights has extended their lead by 3 to Hillsboro. 8-5 now in set number 1. We're in set 1 for both games. Ellenwood 10, Jeff North 2. Maxwell sends over the serve. Strick for JCN. Setting up Weiser. Weiser puts the spike down diagonally. Ellenwood can handle. Now Ellenwood goes to the back left corner, and the spiking throw is down for Reagan Weidener. Ellenwood is now 11-2-2. Valley Heights, they just extended their lead again. They're now 9-5 over Hillsboro. Maxwell back with it to serve. She's going to have Reagan Weidener, the sophomore. Sister of Reagan Weidener, the senior. You're up front, Bell. It's going to be a back set. Weiser fighting at the top of the net. And Weiser! Remember, the Weiser comes through with the kill. Second kill here for the JCN Chargers. They're still down here, 11-3. But they get back to serve. Taking it here is Emery Hernandez, the 5'4" sophomore. She sails it over the top of the net. Set up. Quick set up in the middle. And it's down for a kill. Kendall Moore. Kendall Moore. Three kills and a block here in set number 1 against JCN. It is now 12-3. Valley Heights up 10-6 over Hillsboro. They're fighting in backcourt. And Vermitton tries to send a spike down for Valley Heights. Back here on the JCN side, JCN sends a free ball over to Ellenwood. And Ellenwood puts it away with a huge kill on the strong side from Reagan Weidner. Her second kill back-to-back. 13-3 now, Ellenwood, the undefeated 45-0 team, sends the lead in set one over JCN. Valley Heights is now by 5 against Hillsboro, 11-6. JCN here with it, though, against Ellenwood. Johnson really puts that spike down, could not get it. Here's at the top of the net, and it goes right back towards Ellenwood. So a miss hit, and Ellenwood here. Only up 13-4 in set number 1. Again, we were calling two games here at once, getting a track here on both sides. JCN against Ellenwood, the number 1 against the number 2. Number 2 against number 1, JCN number 2. And Valley Heights against Hillsboro. Valley Heights, the number 6, taking on the number 5 Hillsboro team. And here's another spiking kill put away for Reagan Weidner. She's got 3 in this set. She's got 3 straight 4 there on that near side. She is an absolutely electric here for this Ellenwood team. Valley Heights is up 12-7 against Hillsboro right now. Hillsboro has to serve with Ella Portovochek. Now here, JCN back on their side of the court. Down 14-4. And a kill on the far side by Karina Johnson. Third kill here for the Chargers. As now it is 14-5. Ringa Johnson heads back to serve. Sends in the left hand, fires it with the right. It's picked up in the back row. Set it to the left side. Maxwell, and Maxwell finds the line to Katie Kane Lane. Vermetta Maxwell. Her third kill of the set. She's got 4 points total. It's 15-5. Ellenwood over Jefferson County North. Valley Heights, they have a touchdown lead over Hillsborough right now. 14-7 on the right side of the court. The back to the left, J.C. and Lissett now handling. Three balls going to have to get sent over by Karina Johnson. Up front, set off for a big spike by Ayla Richards. And Richie Rich on that kill shot. The sophomore puts it down. JCN has to call another timeout. They're down 16-5 here to Ellenwood in set number one. And actually, both teams are on a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on KNZA 103.9. Again, I'm Brendan Proffitt down here live at Dodge City, Kansas, down here at the United Wireless Arena. Again, both sides, both teams are on timeout. They're both coming out of it. Valley Heights are up 14-7. Hillsborough, they just used their timeout because right now they're down by 7. Jefferson County North, they're down by 11, 16-5 against Ellenwood. They just used their second timeout of their match. And here after the timeout, Hillsborough, for them, they get the point back. So they're only down by 6, 14-8 here at the Valley Heights. Ellenwood, 16-5 for Jefferson County and North. Here on the near side, that's for JCN, Riley Thompson, the first time calling her name in this match. You were wondering in due time when she would step up. You mentioned she hasn't started, but she comes in as a spark plug. There's the spark. JCN now down only by 10, 16-6. Aiken Kramer there, the serve over. Rivera for JCN. Here she tries to dive forward on the back line on a dig and is not able to reach it. The kill was put down by Richie again. She had the kill right before the JCN timeout. After the timeout, though, back-to-back points here for Ellenwood. Or excuse me, just 1 point here for Ellenwood after the timeout. JCN scored the first. Now 17-6. JCN still down to Ellenwood. Thompson tried to put down a spike. It was rejected. And here, not being rejected, is Ellenwood's Kendall Moore. They put down her fourth kill of the set. As I mentioned that, Valley Heights getting excited here to my right. They're up 15-9 against Hillsborough in set one. We're still in set one here with Ellenwood and Jefferson County North. Ellenwood 18, JCN 6. Bell in the back line, and miscommunication by JCN at the backcourt line. Ellenwood now here up 19-6 against JCN. As the air forward is 15-10. Hillsborough is down by 5 here to Valley Heights. Thompson pushes it on a deep set here to Ellenwood. JCN here reflecting it in the backcourt line, but a kill is put down by Ellenwood. Reagan Wirtz, I believe, in that front row on that command. And Ellenwood is now up 20-6 over Jefferson County North. Here's a serve over by Bennett Jacobs. Well, I say serve over, but that is a serve directly into the net. The first service error of the match for Ellenwood. It's now 20-7. JCN down by 13 against the number one ranked team in the state of Kansas. JCN serves it from Johnson. Now it's Ellenwood controlling to flip at the top of the net from JCN. They're going to shut up the near side to Schrick. It's picked up on the near sideline. Here's the far, Maxwell. It's going to be a deep shot diagonally that's going to go out of play. It's a freebie for JCN. 20-8, Ellenwood leads. Valley Heights is up 16-11 to Hillsborough. They're battling right now up at the net. JCN here back on the serve to Ellenwood. Up front, putting it away on a quick dish is Kendall Moore. 21-8. Kendall Moore, 5 kills in the set here against JCN. 21-8. Ellenwood leads here over the Chargers. As Ava Smith just pounded a spike to the right of me for Valley Heights to put them up 17-12 over Hillsboro. Now on the left side, JCN mismanaging a spike up front. And, the officials are now talking on the far side. I was just looking at that. One official said point for Ellenwood. The other one said point for JCN. So I think Schrick may have gotten a kill. One official says. The other one says it was out of play. So we'll see what happens on there. Actually, just got it. JCN gets the point. Schrick gets the kill. So now it is 21-9. JCN, we're trailing by 12. They hadn't added the point yet. They just did. Add a point for Ellenwood. JCN just service aired with Bell into the net. Now it's 22-9. Valley Heights up 17-13 over Hillsboro. Back to serve here for Ellenwood, though, is Bryn White, another sophomore. Pops over the top of the net, and does she get the ace? Yes, she does. Bryn White in her first ace of the set makes it 23-9. Ellenwood over Jefferson County North. Ava Spencer stepping in the back row to serve for Valley Heights. And again, they are up 18-13 over Hillsboro. Back here for Ellenwood and JCN. Blattner now is set up for Weiser, and Weiser nearly getting the kill, but a great dig up in the backcourt for Ellenwood. They send it back across here for JCN to handle. Back set, Karina Johnson off the top of the tape. Pinballing around as Ellenwood get it back over, blocked up front. Good rally between JCN and Ellenwood. Set here, Bell, Taylor Strick, and boom, bada bang, Taylor Strick with a frenetic kill. Her second kill of the set. It's still just 23-10, though. JCN trails by 13 in set one. And Vermitton on the right side puts down a kill for Valley Heights as they're up 20-13 now in their first set. Back here to JCN. Back set, Bell. Bell, a long hit here from JCN's Lindsay Martin. And they say that goes out of play. Hitting error will result in a point for Ellenwood. It is now 24-10. Ellenwood over Jefferson County North. It's that point. The serve is over by Kim DeMore. JCN handles it. In the front row, Karina Johnson is blocked right back to her. JCN handling in the front court. Karina Johnson is able to tap it across near side, spike diagonal, and they're going to get a point here for Ellenwood as JCN goes into the net. The first set concludes 25-10 here. Ellenwood over at JCN. Let's turn our attention to the right court. Mia Vermitton lays down some hard iron. For a kill, she's had a couple here in this set for Valley Heights against Hillsboro. It's now 21-14, a touchdown lead for Valley Heights. They've got a couple of those. 7-point leads here in this set. Back to serve for Valley Heights now. Taking it is Krista Porter. She sends it over the top of the serve of the net. And here is spike and a kill on the far side for Hillsboro. Lauren Vogt to mention that she's a multi-state winner for swimming, a commit to KU. Nearly over 1,000 career kills. Just added one there. It's 21 now to 15. Valley Heights leads over Hillsboro. Back to serve. Now is Kodacek. And here trying to get the kill. Tessa Bigham for Valley Heights. Managing in the back row, sending a free ball over to Hillsboro. Amos missed a bump. Set from Miller. Spiked by Parker, and she goes right into the net. That's another point for Hillsboro. Make it now 21-16. As I mentioned, right now JC and Ellenwood transitioning between set one and set two. Ellenwood dominating set one, 25-10. Kendall Moore led that set with five steals and a block. Need a mitten here, though, for Valley Heights. Puts it right into the net against Hillsboro. And Valley Heights, after being up 21-14, will have three straight. Now it is 21-17. Valley Heights still over Hillsboro. Servers by Potacek. You get to the cross. Paige Miller sets it up for Vermitton. A little bit of a soft touch. Now it's going to be a back set. Up in here by Reese Dirksen. In the transfer, Valley Heights. An almost spiking kill put down by Pig. And they're going to try to go for a block down. Valley Heights is. And now Smith sends it into the net. The Mustangs, after being up 21-14, only up 21-18 now. So Hillsboro coming back in set one. We're still on a break here on left side court semifinal between Ellenwood and Jeff North. Ellenwood, they won set one 25-10. They're about to continue here just in a moment. But still here with Valley Heights. Hillsboro's with it. A diagonal spike that hits the line. A beautiful put away by Krista Porter. And now a timeout is taken on our right. Valley Heights. Susan Steinfort calls the timeout. Up 21-19. And as that timeout happens, JC and Ellenwood now step on the floor. As a reminder, we're calling both games, as Kevin Harlan would say. We're doing both sides of the court here, trying to keep everybody updated with what's going on. But again, a primary focus here on the JCN court, as JCN, the number two, sticking on the number one undefeated Ellenwood team, 45-0 this season. They won set one here against JCN, 25-10. Here's JCN trying to earn that first point off a Weiser spike, but Ellenwood's able to defend. They send it back on a free ball. Here's a good opportunity for JCN. Here's Weiser once more. Bells up in the front row. A spike. Here back, and not well returned. Ellenwood, Olivia Batsman, the junior, puts down the kill. For the Eagles, and Ellenwood takes an early 1-0 lead here over JCN. Valley Heights, and Hillsboro come out of the Mustang timeout. Valley Heights up 21-19 over Hillsboro in set one. We're in set two between Ellenwood and Jeff North. Ellenwood 1, JCN 0. Here's going to be a back set all the way to Riley Thompson. Really puts it out, but Maxwell's been so good at digs in that back line. And then a kill off the near from Ellenwood's Bryn Widener. Her first kill of the game. Ellenwood's up 2-0. They came out to a hot 9-0 start in set 1 against JCN. Here's the serve over, right hand, put across, and up front. Both teams battling at the net, back and forth between JCN and Ellenwood, but winning it is Bryn Widener with another put away, that time a block. JCN getting a little scrambled with it up in the front row. Ellenwood 3, Jeff North 0. Back to serve is Meta Maxwell. Maxwell here, the right hand serve, popping it over. Bell, the dink, picked up by Maxwell in the front court. Long back set here, and out by Olivia Batchman from Ellenwood. I guess the first point here to JCN in set two. It's now 3-1. So unlike set one, which Ellenwood came out and scored the first 9 straight, JCN are able to get on the board down just 3-1. Valley Heights is currently 2 points away from securing the first set. The JCN here against Ellenwood. Flattner. Service errors, the second service error of the match here for JCN. Ellenwood takes a 4-1 lead. Here back to serve is Bryn Widener. Sails it across the net. Bell setting up Weiser and deflected. Great defense up front by Kendall Moore. In set one, she had a fanatic set with 5 kills and a block. There she gets her first block of set number two. It's 5-1. Ellenwood over Jeff North. Bell setting up left Schrick. Schrick now back here on that weak side of the net. See what she can do here. Spike by Ellenwood. Defended well in the back row. Here's Greenett. One more try here for Reagan Widener. Nice dig in the back row. Keeping it alive. That was Kramer, the libero for JCN. And now we got a long rally. JCN, it's on their side. Bell setting up Shrick. She's got lots of height, but it's deflected right back to JCN. Both teams pinballing back and forth here for this next point. Dig on the ground. Dink set over. Ellenwood with it up front. Here's another try for Widener. A great dig in the back row here by Blattner. And this continues here. Up front, JCN working with it. Here's Shrick between the antennas. As she looks for the right corner, she goes a step too long. In the long 60-second rally between both teams, ends in a point for Ellenwood as Strick goes long to the right corner. Ellenwood 6-1 over Jeff North in set two. JCN, Bell setting up left side. Here's Strick, deflected right back past the tape. JCN handling it one more time here. Karina Johnson looks to the back left corner, but it's well defended by Bryn Widener on the defense. JCN, here's another side of Strick. Here she taps it right. Maxwell, Back to left for Ellenwood. Good dig in the back row for JCN. Three ball sent over by Strick. And JCN into the net on their own side. Ellenwood now up 7-1. In set two. And here, Valley Heights, they just secured set one with a kill. I believe that was Mia Vermitten. Valley Heights secures set one, 25-21 over Hillsboro. And as I say that, Ellenwood putting down a hard spike for a point here against JCN. Ellenwood now up 8-1. They started 8-0 in that first set. And then a timeout here taken by the Jefferson County Chargers. All right, we're going to step aside here for a quick 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, Jeff North down in the set, 1-0. Here in set number two, though, they're down 8-1. Valley Heights, they just won the first match, or first set, 25-21. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, still here on 103.9 KNZA down here at United Wireless Arena. After the JCN timeout, they're down 8-1. And after the timeout, they find a big spark of life by Taylor Strick, putting down the much-needed kill. She's got three kills here in the match. Ellenwood now only up 8-2 over JCN in set two. JCN, they dropped set one against Ellenwood, 25-10. Valley Heights, they just won set one against Hillsboro, 25-21. Set up left side, Ellenwood, putting that spike down. It was tough wood by Olivia Batchman, her second kill of the match. And now Ellenwood up 9-2. Saw that same score in set number one here, Ellenwood over Jefferson County North. They're back to serve is Kendall Moore. Pop this one over the net, out to left side. That's the service error for Ellenwood, their second of the match. It's now 9-3. JCN still down to Ellenwood. Valley Heights and Hillsboro getting ready to start set number two. After Valley Heights won set one, 25-21. But here, Ellenwood up 9-3 over JCN in this left side court semifinal. JCN with it here. It's to Emery Hernandez, who sends it over on a free ball. Maxwell, block up front, closing the Rocky Top on it. Is Taylor Strick. Three kills and a block for Taylor Strick in the match. It is now just 9-4. JCN sends over the serve on Ellenwood. Ellenwood here with that lead, though. JCN up front. Bell sets up far. Strick. Does she go off the blocker? No, she does not. It's a hitting error. 10-4 now. Copy. Ellenwood. Up by six on JCN. Ellenwood the number one, JCN the number two seed. Ellenwood went 3-0 in pool play. JCN went 2-1. Strick now alternated out to the strong side on the right. Puts it down for a kill. It's now 10-5. JCN down by five. Back to service, Taylor Strick. She had a handful of aces there yesterday for JCN. Ellenwood up front working with it. Strick dig in the back row. Bell, she's going to set up Riley Thompson, and Thompson puts down the kill. Penetrating the double block. Riley Thompson's got five kills here in this match against Ellenwood. Make it just 10-6 now. Back-to-back points for JCN after being down 10-4. Gets back over here to Ellenwood and finding the line. No, out to the left. Ellenwood met Maxwell. That's another point for JCN. And Ellenwood, they just gave up four straight points to the Chargers. And their head coach, Greg Maxwell, he will call a timeout. JCN down by three. 10-7 in set number two. They drop set one. 25-10. All right, looking here at the right side of the court. Valley Heights, they secured set one, 25-21. They start set two, the 4-1 lead here over Hillsborough. Back to serve here is Henry for Valley Heights. It's pinballed around the back row before a three ball is sent back over by Reese Gripson. And it is out of play. Valley Heights has a 5-1 lead over Hillsborough in this second set. Henry back to serve once more. There she sends it over on her right hand. Here in the front row. Spiking up with it, but a big block up front led by Ava Smith. Her Valley Heights, the one who had 48 kills alone yesterday, leading that charge. Valley Heights up 6-1 in the second set over Hillsborough. And going back here to Ellenwood and Jeff North, JCN gets the point. Ellenwood goes into their own net. Right after the timeout, Greg Maxwell, coach of Ellenwood, called a timeout after getting four straight points up to JCN. Valley's team has given up five. 10-8. JCN only down by two. They were trailing at 1.8-1 in this set. And here Hernandez goes long on the serve for JCN. Ellenwood now up 11-8. A three-point lead, a must-win set two for JCN after dropping set one, 25-10. Behind the service line now is Reagan Widener. Already three kills here in this match, all from that first set. Over 300 kills in this season, and over 45 aces in senior head. Here's the serve over the net. Bell set up, left side, JCN, Karina Johnson. She tries to smack the back right corner, but it is too long. It is now right now 12-8. Ellenwood over JCN. Valley Heights here on the right side. They're up 7-2 over Hillsborough. Valley Heights, they look like they might just head to the state championship game here in Class 2A. We'll see, though. Ellenwood looking to do the same. They're up 12-8 over JCN. JCN putting down the spike, and Ellenwood handling in the front court. The puck is right back here to Ellenwood up front. Lindsay Martin on the big-time block. And Lindsay Martin, she had 10 blocks yesterday. All of her points were from blocks. Lindsay Martin, the 5'11 junior, he's an absolute menace for any team in the front row when she gets going with her length and verticality. Ellenwood now 12, JCN 9. The three-point lead for the Ellenwood Eagles. Near side set up. Big block up front. There you go again, Lindsay Martin. But leading that charge there was Riley Thompson. Thompson. She's also got a little bit of height. 5'7" senior. She had 16 blocks coming into the state tournament. That's her first block here in the tournament. It is now 12-10. JCN down by two in set two. And left side here, JCN allowing the spike and put down from, I believe, Ayla Ritchie. That's her third kill of the match. Now 13-9. Ellenwood over JCN. There's a serve from Ellenwood's libero. Taking it over. JCN now putting it back across to Ellenwood to defend. They defend it well. JCN pinballing in the front row. Here's Trick. Trick from the top of the tip. Excuse me. Trick's on the opposite side. That's Riley Thompson. Thompson put her second kill down in this set. Her third point. She's got a block and a kill as well. So far, she's got six total kills here against Ellenwood. It is 13 here to 11. JCN with the back-to-back points. Ellenwood setting up right in the middle to Moore, and Moore goes long. Well, that'll make it 13-12. Ellenwood starting to let JCN come back in set two. Valley Heights is right now up 10-2 in set two over Hillsborough. Ava Smith gets set right back up and puts down a kill in the back quarter. Valley Heights now 11-2 over Hillsborough. They secured set one. They look to secure set two here in the middle of the state championship game. As I mentioned, that kill by Smith. Here's the kill on the other side of the floor by Riley Thompson. That's another four. Three kills in this set alone. Thompson is a terror on the floor. Now JCN and Ellenwood are tied 13-all. Back to serve here, Lakey Kramer for the Chargers. Puts this one deep, picked up by Ellenwood. They're going to try to set up Moore, and Moore finds the back corner this time. That's got a little too much power to it. That time, just right on the porridge for Kendall Moore. 14-13 here, Ellenwood over Jeff North in set number two. Maxwell's got the serve, gets it across. That is an ace. Meadow Waxwell, two aces here in the match. Had one in set one, just had her second in set two. Well over 80 aces on the season. 15-13 now. Ellenwood with the back-to-back points after JCN tied it at 13-all. I got to be careful here. It's a war zone down on the court side with all kinds of volleyballs coming at me. I'm calling both courts right now. Here, Riley Thompson for JCN sends it long to the near side corner. It is now 16-13. Ellenwood leads over JCN. Valley Heights, they have an 8-point lead over Hillsborough in the second set, 12-4, as Valley Heights leads the match 1-0. There's a set there to serve for Valley Heights. So back here at JCN Ellenwood. And here, near side, it's put into the net. JCN, Lyle Weiser. JCN will have to call another timeout. JCN, they managed to tie it at 13-all the night after. They allow four straight points to Ellenwood, mostly off of mistakes. So now, JCN, they're going to try to correct things, get themselves back on path. David Schuler, great head coach. He's got 12 seasons here with the program. This is a fifth state trip under Schuler, and it's also the 21st overall trip in school history here for this JCN team. Well, going here to the right side of the court, while there's a timeout on the left, Ellenwood, they lead the match over JCN 1-0. Ellenwood leads the second set 17-13. They just had four straight points. Going here, looking over at Valley Heights, Paige Miller is going to set up Jersey Parker, and Parker parks it down the middle aisle for Valley Heights now to take the 14-5 lead in the set. Valley Heights a chance to head to the state championship game. They finished as the state runner-up last season. They have a chance to get back right to that state championship game. They lost to Maranatha 25-23 and 25-19. A top team, who, by the way, Maranatha isn't even in 2A anymore. They are in 3A. It's now 14-6, Valley Heights over Hillsboro. But right after the timeout taken by Ellenwood, they come out, pop away with an ace from Maxwell. That's her third ace of the match, her second in the set. Ellenwood continuing that scoring streak now by five. 18-13 over JCN. Strick. Riley Thompson for the Chargers, pushes it back court, can't get the kill, and here getting a kill for Ellenwood is Kendall Moore. At the top of the net, the spike, the connection, and finish. Ellenwood now 19-13, only 6 points away from heading to their best program finish, a guaranteed second, or potentially the first. Ellenwood, their best ever, is fourth place. A 10 Michigan State Championship game that guarantees second at least. Maxwell sets up right in the middle. A kill put away by Kendall Moore. 20-13. Ellenwood over Jeff North by 7. In set number 2. Ellenwood won set 1. 25-10. In due time, Valley Heights is up 16-6 over Hillsboro. As of right now, Ellenwood Valley Heights may be matching up in a state championship game here in 2A. Ellenwood with the ball right now. Maxwell. Free ball has to get sent over by Batchman. Down the near by Thompson, and Thompson hits the top of the state, but instead of going over the hill, it goes right back down the mountain on JCN's side. It's now 21-13. Ellenwood over Jeff North. That of Maxwell, the sophomore. Back to serve here for Ellenwood. The Eagles torn away here so far in set two and the match. And right now there's an official time, but now the play continues, and this is an ace. Putting her hands up with the flex. Then a Maxwell, and Maxwell over 85 aces on the season for the sophomore. She's got sharp shooting accuracy behind the service line. JCN just needs to get her off of it as they are having a hard time handling these returns. as JCM struggles with another one. It is 23-13. Elm went over Jeff North. And Ellenwood might have a chance just to put this away via the service line with Meta Maxwell, the sophomore. He has been dominant from behind it. She sends another serve over. This time it's handled. Here's Riley Thompson. The spike and a huge kill that hits low stick right behind me to Riley Thompson. She's had back-to-back cuts now against Ellenwood with four kills. The lone senior here on this Chargers team trying to help her team get to a state championship game. It's 23-14. The must-win set for JCM. You're on the right side. Valley Heights up 18-9 over Hillsboro. A must-win set two for the Trojans up Hillsboro. Back to the left side. JCM play continues. Back behind the service line. Blattner, she gets it over for the Chargers. And now up front, finding a donut in the defense. Kendall Moore takes the bite. Moore, three kills in the set. She has had a phenomenal match so far, and Ellenwood is on match point, 24-14. Can JCN come back here down large? Trick, left side, Ellenwood picking it up, trying to put it away. Yes, they do. Ellenwood, Olivia Batchman with her third kill of the match, secures it. 25-14, Ellenwood sweeps JCM, the number two seed, and the number one Ellenwood, for their first time in school history, will head to the state championship game in any classification. They do it here in 2A, the straight sweeps over JCM, 25-10 and 25-14. All right, let's transition over to see who will play third and who will play the first place match. Valley Heights is up 20-10 over Hillsboro. 10-point lead in set number two. Valley Heights won set one, 25-21. Ava Smith currently has the serve. Valley Heights is 5 points away from heading back to the state championship game for back-to-back years here in a row. And they kill on the far side by the Hillsboro Kingsley Ratzep, the senior. He's got over 1,000 career kills. Absolute incredible accomplishment for her. Vogt, the senior, also joining alongside her in that category. Here's Paige Miller setting up Tessa Bigman. It's deflected right back here to the Mustangs. And Mia Vermitten, a huge spike right down the middle aisle. Valley Heights now 21-11 over Hillsboro. It is just 4 points away from this Valley Heights team on being able to get to the promised land, and it looks like, well, Porter served a little too early. She's in all smiles right now. She thought she could serve, but they were still doing a substitution on the side of Hillsboro. Porter, active serve again, just to Porter, the 5'7" senior. This floats it over the top of the net, set up in the middle, going deep, and on the line for Hillsboro. It's Lauren Vogt. Vogt, the commit to KU. Now 21-12. Hillsboro only down by 9 to Valley Heights after just scoring that kill. Vogt. Serve is over by Hillsboro. Back set. Miller, Tessa Bigham on the right line. It's handled well, though, here by Hillsboro. The tap, dig, still alive! Incredible save by Bigham. From Valley Heights, but a put away here by Lauren Vogt. Once again, another kill for JCN. They just finished their matchup against Ellenwood. Lost in straight sets, 25-10, 25-14. JCN will play the loser of Hillsboro Valley Heights. The winner of Valley Heights Hillsboro will play Ellenwood, the now 46-0 team. First time in program history being 46-0. First time ever heading to a state championship game. The best match of sports and program history. Josie Parker here for Valley Heights sends it into the net and offers another point here up for Hillsboro. Hillsboro is drawing it closer here. It's a touchdown lead, 21-14. Same scoreline we had at one point in that last set, actually, before Hillsborough was able to make it a close one. Valley Heights did secure it, 25-21. On the far, Vogt puts it down, but Smith picks it up in the backcourt. Here behind me, a 10-foot line, a deep spike. That's defended well by Hillsborough. They send a deep spike back to Valley Heights. Here's Smith on a bump. Here's Vermitten, and a huge power spike handled again. Both these teams going at it, Valley Heights and Hillsborough. In the middle, Josie Parker finds a hole in the defense. And Josie Parker, the mighty, mighty kill. It's 22-14, Valley Heights here over Hillsborough. Valley Heights looking to compete against Allenwood in the state championship game. Stevenson sends the serve over for Valley Heights, and she sends it long on a service error. 22-15, set number two for Valley Heights and Hillsborough. The libero back to serve for the Trojans. Amaya Worth, and Valley Heights sends it back over. Josie Parker on the strong side of the net. Goes too far back on the shot attempt. It's 22-16. And kind of like that set one, Hillsborough, they crawled back slowly after Valley Heights had a big early lead, but Valley Heights did secure it. Here's Vermitten on the spike attempt. Fended well by Hillsborough. Here's Vogt. Nice sliding dive up front by Stevenson. Vermitten, block up front. There it is. Josie Parker parking it. Parallel. That's the kill. 23-16. Valley Heights. A timeout is taken. We'll keep things here. 103.9 KNZA. Again, just kind of getting you caught up on everything. We're doing kind of a play-by-play mash of both of these matches here between JCM that just took on Allenwood. JCM lost in straight sets, 25-10 and 25-14. Valley Heights here, though, they are leading over Hillsborough in the match 1-0. They won set one, 25-21. At one point in that set, they were up 21-14, and then Hillsborough came back and made it 21-19 before Valley Heights would be able to shut it down and secure. Here they're up 23-16. Valley Heights, Hillsborough here calls a timeout. Valley Heights has had back-to-back points from Josie Parker. She has been an animal up front, or I should say a wild Mustang, as she has been trotting all over the Hillsborough Trojans with those hooves over the top of the net. See if she can continue to do so here. Or Valley Heights, as they look to play Allenwood here. Valley Heights, 23, Hillsborough, 16. Here's the set up for Vogt, picking up. Nice dig by Vermitten. Here, set up. Well, it's going to be a free ball. It's sent back to the other side. Smith, the bump, but that goes way out of bounds. Point for Hillsborough. 23-17. Right now they have the point marked for the wrong team. They have it 24-16. Now they switch it. It's 23-17. Hillsborough down by six. Hillsborough to serve over. Ava Smith, here's a big shot opportunity. It's picked up well in the back row by Vogt. Here's a spike and a kill that finds the back line by Kinsley Ratcliffe, the senior. The Cedars over 1,000 career kills. It's 23-18. Valley Heights still up by five over Hillsborough. Here's the serve over by Vogt. Set up. Smith gets the double block. It's jingled and jangled. And they get it back over to Valley Heights. Paige Smith. They're setting up Ava Smith. We have Paige Miller who set up Ava Smith. Did not put the spike down. Here's another try, though. Miller, Smith, against the grain of the double block. And Smith comes away with it. So they connect back-to-back time. Paige Miller, Ava Smith. That time, it's flawless. Josie Parker and Spoons Libero for Valley Heights take to the bench. Valley Heights is on match point, 24-18 to Hillsborough. Set up in the air, deflection at the top of the net. Henry back across and out of play. Oh, it's out of play. Hillsborough giving up the match point to Valley Heights. Sent long by Tingley Ratcliff, the senior, 25-18. That wraps up both semifinals. Ellenwood sweeps JCN 25-10, 25-14 to head their first ever state championship game. And Valley Heights sweeps Hillsboro 25-21, 25-18 to head now to back-to-back state championship games. Last year they finished up, they finished as runner-up. This year they'll look for a state title. Hillsboro here, they'll go play the third place match against JCN. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. We'll be back. We'll recap both games here on KNZA 103.9.
And that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, I'm Kelby. I farm and raise cattle in Jefferson County. Numerous things go into ensuring our success in agriculture. For many, that includes having a banker who understands farming and takes a personal interest in meeting a customer's financial needs. You'll find this at Union State Bank of McLeod. With their help, I've been able to expand my farming operation over the last decade. If you're in need of a bank, call them for your ag, residential, and personal lending.
NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is Dan Rappelinger with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here one final time for a recap of our semifinal conclusions here of Class 2A Volleyball State Tournament play. down here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. I'm Cram Prophet, Chance back in studio. We just concluded two semifinal games here on the court. Out to my left side, the number 2 seed, JCN, took on number 1 seed, Ellenwood. On my right side, Valley Heights, number 6 seed, took on the number 5, Hillsborough Trojans. JCN, unfortunately, kind of stomped there in both of those sets, 25-10 and 25-14 to Ellenwood. Ellenwood got out to an early 9-0 start in set number 1. They'd keep it pretty dominant as Schuler would use a timeout down 5-0. Now have 4 points after that before Jason get their first point with being down 9-1. Schuler then used another timeout when Ellenwood was up 16-5. Unfortunately, after that, Ellenwood pretty much take away the momentum, even though JCN did score the first point coming out of that timeout. Ellenwood would secure the first set 25-10. Ellenwood just had really a lot of great players there. Kendall Moore was absolutely phenomenal. She had 8 total kills with 2 blocks. Meta Mitchell, she had 4 total aces. She went on a pretty big run there, and she's the reason that Ellenwood secured that second set as well as they did, because once Maxwell got into the backcourt line, it was all over for JCN. She had 3 aces on that big scoring run for Ellwood, because at one point, it was 13-13. JCN Ellwood, it ended 25-14. So out of those last points in that game, Ellwood only surrendered 1 to JCN, and Ellwood would go on to score the next 12. So again, big one there for Ellenwood, scoring 12 of the last 13 points against JCN in set number 2. Again, they sweep at 25-10, 25-14. Sticking things over here at the Valley Heights game that just concluded to my right. Valley Heights, they one set 1, 25-21, one set 2, 25-18. That first set, they came out, they were pretty high. It was kind of back and forth, though. Valley Heights, it was tied 3-3, then they got up 6-4, then they got up 14-7. After that, Valley Heights, they would double, both teams would double that score, 21-14. And then Valley Heights would allow Hillsborough to slowly creep back in into that set, 21-19 before Valley Heights would go on to secure 25-21. Looking at set number 2, Valley Heights came out, strong start, 6-1. At one point, 20-10, Valley Heights, they had it, 21-14, just like the other set, but allowing Hillsborough a chance to slowly creep back in. It got to a close 23-18 before Valley Heights was able to push it the rest of the way. Josie Parker up front, lots of great blocks. Ava Minton, lots of great sets and spikes from her. And, of course, none other than Ava Smith, the KVA reigning Class 2A Player of the Year, and her great work as well. So our state championship matchup coming up here will be Valley Heights and Ellenwood. They will also have the third-place match between Jefferson County North and Hillsborough. Again, primarily focusing here on Jefferson County North, but again, giving you a little bit of highlights for that play of both sides from here on 103.9 KNZ. Again, I'm Crittin' Prophet, Chance back in studio. JCN and Hillsborough will play for the third place match out to my right, and Ellenwood and Valley Heights will play on the B court out to my left for the state championship game. It's the first time Ellenwood has went to the state championship in school history. It's their first time being 46-0 in school history. Valley Heights, this is their second year in a row making it to the state championship game. They lost to Maranatha last season, who is now a 3A school. Here they have a chance to hit a legit 2A school this year. They have the opportunity to win the state title here for the first time since 2001 and add their third total state championship. Their first one was earned back in 1992, which Susan Steinfort, the head coach of Valley Heights, was a part of. All right, we're going to take a 6-minute break. We'll be right back. We'll get you pregame action of the state championship game and the third place match all here on 103.9 KNZA down here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.